Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the local news you should know about. President Donald Trump spoke in Monroe County last night. We have full coverage today on his speech, supporters, and protesters from the Poconos. It's Wednesday, December 10th. Let's get into it. All right. Obviously, the president's visit is our main story today. In his 90-minute speech, Trump mocked Democrats' claims over a so-called affordability crisis and said he hopes Democrats focus on trans rights, immigration policies, and religious concerns instead of economic issues. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more from Mount Pocono.
Trump says his second presidency saved America. He boasted that his recent trip to Saudi Arabia, tariffs against foreign countries, and his economic deal around U.S. steel revitalized the American economy.
Since my inauguration, we've created nearly 60,000 new Pennsylvania jobs, including 4,000 Pennsylvania manufacturing jobs that the Democrats gave up on. You're doing better than you've ever done. Under our leadership, more than 40,000 Pennsylvanians have been lifted off of food stamps. 40,000.
And he suggested that part of his success comes from Democrats getting distracted by issues besides the economy.
We don't want them to change. Just let them keep going. I think transgender for all is a great, great thing for the Democrats to be talking about. Transgender for every member in your family. If they're not feeling well that night, let's just change their sex. Now, let's not talk about it. Let them go and let them fight to get these things.
He also criticized Democrats on immigration policy and so-called open border policies.
I think open borders are great. You know, where prisons are emptied into our country, right? Where people from all over the world being dumped into our country, the people that aren't wanted in their countries, by the way.
Trump also covered inflation, healthcare, and energy policy during his speech. In Mount Pocono, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. We'll hear from supporters inside the ballroom at Mount Airy in just a minute. But protesters also lined Route 611 in Mount Pocono to give Trump a piece of their mind, if only for a fleeting moment while the president's motorcade sped by around 6:45 p.m. WVIA's Kat Bolas was there as they waved signs and chanted in 20-degree weather.
Megan Coker from Rural Organizing helped plan the protest.
We heard that Donald Trump is coming to northeastern Pennsylvania on his economy-focused tour, which frankly upset a lot of us, considering the fact that he very recently called affordability a hoax.
Organizers passed out gloves and blankets to anyone in need and collected food for local pantries.
We're treating today as a mutual aid event. I know the guys up the road at the exclusive casino don't care. I mean, actually celebrated SNAP benefits being delayed. That's not us. We're going to do everything we can to bridge the gaps of what I view as a failing government.
The group of around 100 started filling the sidewalks on either side of the road around 4 p.m. Yehudik Moak and her wife live in Pike County. She held a sign that read, "The Poconos economy won't bet on Trump." She says things are getting worse and worse for the average person.
What he tried doing with SNAP, what he's tried doing with health care, there are lines, such long lines now for food pantries, and things are going to get a lot worse this winter. And this whole sham coming to a casino, yeah, we won't bet our economy on his lies.
Trump wrapped up his speech just before 9 p.m. In Mount Pocono, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Stay with us. There's more coverage of Trump's speech after this break.
Hi, Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our NewsMatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Now, back to Mount Airy Casino. Trump spoke for an hour and a half there about the economy, the country's image abroad, and bashed his political opponents during Tuesday's speech. His supporters say his second presidency proves his strength as a leader. WVIA's Isabella Weiss is back with more on their reactions.
Over 2,000 people crowded into the Mount Airy Casino Resort Ballroom and erupted in chants as the president took the stage. Many say Trump is the first president who's motivated them to vote. 19-year-old Anthony Betty says he's wanted to vote for Trump since 2016 when he first became interested in politics.
He's going to get stuff done for the American people, and we need a leader like him to put America first. And it was just absolutely amazing.
And Betty's not the only person who said they felt empowered by Trump's speech. Matthew Chenicasa is part of the local Bikers for Trump chapter. He says Trump's speech was inspirational to him and his two children.
It gives us optimism for the future. And it's nice to have a president with America first in mind.
Trump outlined how the first 11 months of his presidency shaped America's future and mocked Democrats' claims over affordability crisis. In Mount Pocono, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find full coverage of Trump's visit to Monroe County at WVIA.org. One more story for you today. Still political, but this time on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Lawmakers are digging into Shapiro's use of the state plane and the $1 million in security upgrades at his private residence following the attempt on his life this year. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, a panel of Republicans will subpoena records from the flight charter company, state police, and Shapiro's hometown.
Senator Jarrett Coleman of Lehigh County is leading the charge among Senate Republicans. They're seeking a long list of documents that Coleman says should reveal how much the flights and upgrades have cost taxpayers.
There is a place where the governor can be protected and taxpayers can be protected as well.
Every Democrat on the Intergovernmental Operations Committee opposed the move, calling it a witch hunt to harm Shapiro's reputation. Some Democrats also say releasing details about the renovations could risk the security and privacy of Shapiro's home, which is in Montgomery County. Shapiro's office says it has been transparent about the renovations made to protect the governor and his family. The documents must be provided to the Senate by January 16th. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
All right, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to keep up with the WVIA news team, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Up to Date.